This is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
Thanks for being with us this hour on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. On Thursday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced a new office in their Civil Rights Division. The Conscious and Religious Freedom Division is tasked with handling complaints from healthcare workers who object to procedures on religious or moral grounds. Here's HHS Office for Civil Rights Director Roger Severino.
And we are institutionalizing a change in the culture of government, beginning with HHS, to never forget that religious freedom is a primary freedom, that it is a civil right that deserves complete enforcement and respect.
Well, there are already conscience protection laws in place. This latest announcement elevates concerns beyond contraceptive rights and abortion, though, to potential discrimination based on sexual orientation or other factors. At least that's what critics say. In other words, policy under this new office could mean medical professionals can turn away people who they don't want to treat for transgender issues, for example. That's got advocates really worried. We turn now to Holly Fernandez Lynch, an attorney and bioethicist. She's assistant professor of medical ethics at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in Philadelphia. Professor, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, what is this new Conscience and Religious Freedom Division at HHS? What are they and what's their job?
What this is a division that's joining two others in the Office of Civil Rights at HHS. One of those offices focuses on protecting healthcare privacy under the HIPAA law. The other was already established to protect and enforce federal civil rights laws. And religious freedom is a civil right. So one question that a lot of people have been asking is why pull out the protection of religious freedom out of the existing office that was tasked with protecting civil rights. And so the pre-existing office focused on discrimination against patients. And also there was an arm that was focused on enforcing existing federal conscience protections. So they will accept complaints from healthcare professionals who allege discrimination on the basis of their religious beliefs. And they'll also go a step further to conduct active compliance reviews, audits, and other enforcement activities.
So it sounds like this office is designed to elevate the issue of conscience objections, ostensibly from conservative or religious healthcare workers who don't want to participate in some form of healthcare because they object to it. They're not enforcing any new rules. So what is the existing standard under federal law for conscience objections of this kind?
Sure. So right now, they're not enforcing any new laws or new regulations, but it has been reported that there is a proposed regulation working its way through the White House that I have not yet seen. And the reports that I've seen about it, I don't even know that the reporter has yet seen. So it's a little bit sketchy what the details are. But what's been reported is that there would be heightened protection of religious freedom and conscience for healthcare workers and further enforcement authorities. But the existing standard are several federal conscience clauses that are already on the books. The longest standing is a set of protections that's referred to as the Church Amendments, and these have been around since the 1970s, since the Roe v. Wade decision. And what this is a set of very robust protections for healthcare workers, not just physicians or nurses, but anybody in a healthcare setting. And it protects them against employment discrimination for refusing to provide or assist with abortion or sterilization procedures. An interesting thing about the Church Amendment is that it protects both refusals to provide those services, but it also protects people who are willing to provide those services against employment discrimination.
So a lot of this seems to center around abortion, reproductive procedures, as you mentioned. And we've seen in recent history, doctors, nurses, others who've objected to performing or participating in abortions. I guess that's not entirely new. But with this office up and running now, Professor, who else could this impact? Could a person with religious convictions refuse to treat a transgender person or a drug user or a sex worker? How far could this go?
So the answer to that question is yes. And that's one of the things that's most concerning about what this office is proposing to do. The emphasis here is on the religious freedom and protection of conscience of these healthcare workers. And we know that some healthcare workers express objections to treating transgender patients, to treating people who live lifestyles that they disagree with on a religious basis.
Let's talk about how these types of conscience objections can work in the real world. If you're a pharmacist, let's say, who doesn't want to dispense contraceptives, and there are 20 other like you within a mile, then probably not much is lost. Somebody can go around the corner to the next pharmacist. But if you're the only pharmacist within 50 miles, then it seems like there's a far different ethical consideration behind an objection like this.
I think that's absolutely right. And so I am a strong proponent of trying to accommodate conscience whenever it can be accommodated. And what I mean by that is making sure that patients have access to the services that they need in a non-discriminatory way. So there are some types of conscientious objections that I don't believe are discriminatory per se, right? You might say, I don't provide this service that I find objectionable to anybody who asks for it. I don't provide the birth control pill to women. I don't provide vasectomies to men. You know, it's against my religion to limit the number of children one might have. And if a patient is able to get those services in a reasonable geographic area, still covered by their insurance, without having to make a whole bunch of other appointments and take time off from work, those are the sorts of accommodations that I think can be appropriate. And we see in the pharmacy context, you know, if I'm a pharmacist who objects to birth control, but the person who's standing directly next to me is willing to fill that prescription, the patient may not even need to see that religious objection. They may not be affected by it at all. However, as you mentioned, you know, if you're the last pharmacist in town or you're the last physician who is able in a reasonable geographic area to provide that service, then what needs to come first is patient access. And I will say that yesterday at this press conference, there was hardly any mention of patient interests at all. The only thing that was discussed was occasionally patients will have needs for modesty in who they're seeing in the doctor's office based on their religious beliefs. But there was not discussion about the fact that when we have healthcare workers who are refusing to provide services, that has a real impact on patients who are then unable to achieve those services.
Professor Holly Fernandez-Lynch, thanks for being here.
Thanks again for having me.
Holly Fernandez-Lynch is Assistant Professor of Medical Ethics at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine.